Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. I want to wish everybody out there Happy Easter, the day of Jesus Christ's resurrection. And along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I want to say what's up to you guys and hope you're having a wonderful Easter. And what's up with you, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up, man? Nothing much. Enjoying the day on this Happy Easter, relaxing, watching some.
Repeat that. The phone on my other end is kind of messed up a little bit. I can't hear you.
Oh, I said I'm just enjoying this Happy Easter, then just watching TV, relaxing, you know, the typical Sunday.
I know what you mean. You know, you shoot some rebounds outside of school like you're the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or something. But also,
pretty much.
I'm doing all right. You know, we're gonna, you know, what we do on this show, we talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You know, we're gonna lead off with a little baseball. You know, opening day for both Mets and the Yankees tomorrow night at 1 o'clock. We're gonna lead off with that. Then we're gonna tip off with a little basketball. Talk about the Knicks, how the Nets are doing. as they both fight for the Atlantic Division. We're going to talk, basically, give a wrestling a preview since WrestleMania is next week. And we're not going to have a show next week, but we'll get more into that next week. But, of course, folks, you know the number. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, everything else. Know the deal. So without further ado, let's throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Let's talk some baseball here.
Oh, yeah. Baseball's back.
Oh, yeah. Back for both Mets and Yankees.
Yep.
Both teams have been hit with the injury bug. Of course, you know the big news coming from this week is Johan Santana. He re-tore his He basically tore something in his shoulder. Yes, folks, the same injury he had a few years back, which made him miss the 2011 season. And ultimately, he returned last year and threw a no-hitter, which is obviously the biggest moment that happened in Citi Field history on June 1st, 2012. Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, he's going to need the surgery. He's going to have the surgery on Tuesday. And in all likelihood, this is the end of his career, you know, period. But he's going to try to come back. I mean, he was the first guy who came from the surgery and had some success. You know, Chiming Wong and Chris Young, his former Met teammate, also had this surgery. And for Chiming Wong, you know, it took him like 2 years to return to the big leagues. And obviously, you know, he returned. He signed a minor league deal with the Yankees as insurance. So welcome back to him as we talk about Yankees in a few minutes. But, I mean, it's a real sad, you know, moment for a great pitcher like Santana, who basically his entire Mets career has been injured with you know, been having injuries every year. That was pretty sad.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man. I know he's looking forward to coming back after having that perfect game. Well, not that
no-hitter.
No-hitter, I should say, last year. You know, last 2 years, you know, he hasn't really pitched that much because of that arm injury. But, yeah, I mean, it's sad to see, but, you know, it's part of the game. Things like that happen, and, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, Mets are going to just have to play without him, and these other guys, these other pitchers that they have are going to have to step up, you know, while he's out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No doubt about that. Nice will take the ball tomorrow for the opener, season opener. Nisi came off a good year. I think he was, what, 13-9, at ERA under 3. He had his breakout year, and hopefully we hope he can build upon it, you know, having to, you know, that's a lot of pressure, you know, replacing R.A. Dickey's 20 wins and Santana's, what was it, like, how many wins did he have? Like, probably 8 or 9 wins he had the season last year. I mean, you know, he's going to have to, M.G., who had a decent year when he was healthy, and, you know, you have Matt Harvey come, you know, having his first full season this year, and he's going to pitch, I believe, second, right after Nice, because Markham, he was hurt. He was originally slated to be the second starter, but they're hopeful that he'll pitch at the end of this week for the next series. So, you know, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's Wheeler, who's the top pitching prospect, and, you know, they're hoping that he'll have the same success, if not more success, than Harvey's had thus far in his brief 10-start career that he had last year.
Right.
Well, the opening starter, Kyle Gill, he's going to be the leadoff batter. A new Met. He played for the A's last year, and the year before that, I think he played for the Padres, and so far, 2 years in a row, both of the teams he's played for, nobody expecting them to do anything, and both years they've went to the postseason. So hopefully third time's the I'm getting tongue-tied here. Hopefully the third time is the charm for Colin Cowhill.
Yep.
And get the Mets back to the postseason, first time since 2006.
Back to the promised land.
Hopefully. But they need a lot to break right. You know, for them to get that 86 magic back, a lot would have to happen. I think they're about probably 3 to 5 years away from it. But got to believe. Who knows?
Yep. It'll be interesting to see, you know, because they lost your big pitcher there, R.A. Dickey. So.
Yep.
And
they did get Travis.
That kind of
out. Oh yeah, they got some. They did get some major hits. Their top two starters of last year, you know, baseball card wise, you know, with the resume they have.
Mm-hmm.
Losing both of those guys, you know, the leadership those two guys provide, you know.
Yeah.
Young guys are gonna have to step up.
Definitely.
And hopefully, Nice, Harvey, G, and Wheeler, when he shows up, when he gets promoted, because he's going to start in AAA on April 4th. So when his time comes up, you know, hopefully he'll show up, he'll step up as everybody expects him to. So I think the future is bright for the Mets young pitching rotation.
Hey, you know, like they got to step up, man. They got to prove that they are the future.
Exactly. Not another Generation K with Isringhausen, Paul Wilson, and Bill Pulsifer.
Yeah.
Hopefully, but I have faith. I think they'll get the job done. And like Tug McGraw said, you got to believe.
Yep.
We shall see. Let's see. Another news about the Mets before I shift over to the Yankees. Scott Rice, he's gonna be in the bullpen for the Mets. Apparently, this guy he might have a brief cup of coffee, like in maybe 06 or 08 or so. But this guy has dedication, man. This guy's been the minor leagues for 14 years, parts of 14 years or so.
Yeah.
So I mean, this guy he's gonna get his shot with the Mets. So you know, congratulations to him.
Yeah, congrats.
He'll produce out of the pen. Good luck to the Mets as they try to redeem themselves for the past, I don't know, 5 or so years. So, good luck to them. Let's shift gears with the other team in Bronx, the team you love, of course, the New York Yankees.
Yeah, tomorrow Yankees open up against their hated rivals, the Boston Red Sox. And looks like CC Sabathia will be pitching. He's our ace, of course. He'll be starting. And the Red Sox will start Jan Lester. That's a Boston Red Sox ace. And it'll be a great matchup. The game there is in the evening around 7 o'clock, I think. So it should be a good game. You know, the Yankees won't have, you know, some of their big hitters like Alex Rodriguez or
Teixeira,
Granderson. Yeah, but they did make some off-season acquisitions with Youkilis, former Boston Red Sox, Vernon Wells, who they signed this past week, and who else did they get? They got someone else.
I'm trying to the top of my head. They got Brandon Bosch from the Tigers.
Right. They got Brandon Bosch, yep. So, Yankees, I mean, without those guys, you know, they're going to have to rely on their pitching right now, basically. No. And look, thinking about it, the pitching, it's not that bad. They're going to have CC Sabathia. They're going to have Andy Pettit. They're going to have Pineda coming back soon. They're going to have Phil Hughes. Kuroda. Kuroda could pitch, you know, like he did last year. He pitched really good for the Yankees, you know, but then I would. So if the first 30 or 40 games, Yankees can get by with their pitching, I mean, they should be okay. I think Yankees could still win this division, you know. This is a season where, you know, you can't be really optimistic because there's so much questions regarding the Yankees. But I think in this division, I think they could still win it, you know, so.
They're going to need a lot of stuff to break right for them. I mean, they lost a lot of guys off the bench who, you know, who provided for them. Baez, Chavez.
That's true.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Jones. You guys lost a bunch of power hitter guys off the bench.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true. That's why I said, you know, we're going to have to rely on our pitching more than ever, this year. And, you know, we got some good pitchers. We got proven pitchers. So hopefully they can get us by. And, you know, these other teams in the division, I'm not really buying the Orioles, Red Sox, or the Rays. I mean, I still think it'll still be the same division it has been the past few years or so. So we'll see what happens, but I still like the Yankees winning this division, so we'll see what happens during this year.
I'm sorry about that. What's your thoughts about Toronto, you know, getting the acquisition of Mickey? Basically, they have the Toronto Marlins over there.
Yeah, basically. Well, Toronto always has Toronto, they've always on their cheap for some reason, you know. They always get big-time plays, and then yet they don't do anything for some reason, but this will be another year where they have to prove that, you know, they have some good players now on their team. So they have to prove that they can compete with the other teams. But I'm still not buying into it. You know, I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it. So.
Right.
I think the team that will give the Yankees the most problems this year will be the Orioles. Because Orioles were really good last year. You know? I think they'll be a big contender in this division. But the other teams, I don't know. There's a lot of questions. There's question marks for the Yankees, but there's even bigger question marks with these other teams. So.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think, like you said, I think Baltimore is going to give them, you know, Yankees a run for their money. But, you know, I give Toronto a slight edge over the Orioles. Because I think even though, you know, they're new guys on the Toronto. I mean, other than Dickey, I mean, all these guys, I mean, they've, you know, sure, they only had 1 year last year. But then again, they didn't really have a good year altogether.
Yeah.
But hopefully, maybe for them, maybe a new scenery, you know, maybe it'll provide wonders for them. Because last year, they played together. It didn't really work out well. So
right.
Maybe another year under their belt, maybe they'll gel better. I don't know.
Yeah.
A new scenery, let alone a new country.
Right. We'll see what happens.
And, of course, the reminder, tomorrow Yankees will play against Red Sox, and the Mets will play at Citi Field against the Padres. But let's move on to hoops, basketball. The New York Knicks, man, they've won seven in a row. They put their seven-game winning streak, season-high winning streak tonight against the hated Boston Celtics. You see a team here. Your two favorite teams are playing against the Boston teams 2 days in a row. You notice that, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a great matchup tonight. You know, I think they're going to win tonight. I think they're going to win their eighth in a row. They've been playing really good. Kenny Martin has been helping out. J.R. Smith has been a beast.
Oh, yeah, he has been for real. I mean, he said a Knicks record, 30-point games in a row. At least 30-point games. He's going to tie. He's trying to tie Ricky Pierce's record that he set in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
If he ties it tomorrow, then he's going to try to the next game after that to set the all-time record.
Yep.
And good luck with that. Hopefully. And the best thing about J.R. Smith's streak is that he's attempting more free throws than three-point attempts, and that's.
Yeah.
I mean that's a great sign that he's, you know, developing even to that next level.
Yeah, because he's driving to the basket and he's not relying on that three pointer.
Exactly. You know, that's the we saw the evolution of J.R. Smith's game, you know, from being a guy who just take crazy shots, jacking up threes, to a guy who's becoming a complete player.
Yep. I like it, man. I think, you know, this is helping the Knicks because, you know, he's a, you know, he's breaking down the defense and all the guys are open now, you know, and that's helping the other guys, you know, with their shots, you know, like the, you know, what's his name?
Prigioni or?
Prigioni. Yeah. I'm forgetting their names now.
Which one?
The shooter, the three-point shooter.
Novak.
Novak, yeah, there you go. For some reason. Novak, it's helping Novak get more open now, you know. So, you know, him driving to the hoop, it's opening up, you know, open shots for the other guys now. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you provide that number two guy right behind Melo. Actually, J.R. Smith has been the man, you know, lately, but, you know. You know, we all know this is Melo's team. So
yeah,
him, you know, Jared Smith is basically providing that second guy. You know, in replacing Amari since Amari's out, and hopefully Amari will return in the postseason. And Chandler, he's been out for a while.
Yep,
say almost 10 games now. Kenyon Martin, we've been talking about last week, man. This guy, he has rescued the Knicks.
Yeah, he's been rebounding, blocking shots, being, giving the Knicks defense. He's been really good.
Oh, yeah, man. He definitely elevated the Knicks because, you know, you lose Chandler, who's the heart of the team, man.
Mm-hmm.
The way how he just plays, you know, he just leaves his body out on the line, you know, blocking shots.
Yep.
He's just that imposing threat, you know, down low. And Kenyon Martin, he's taken that. He's been drinking out of the fountain of youth, man.
Oh yeah.
And this is the same. He looks like
Fugazi.
Yeah, but he's terrorizing us, man. Like he's playing the same way how he used to terrorize us, you know, in the early 2000s, man.
Yeah.
So you know, hopefully, you know that you know Kenyon Martin can keep, you know, playing at that pace. You know, providing defense, blocking shots, dunking the ball, you know.
Yep.
Hopefully he could provide that spark for us and give Chandler more time to rest and heal his neck or knee injury, whatever injuries he has. And hopefully, you know, he'll be ready just in time for the postseason.
Oh, yeah. And then Chandler, man, when Chandler's back, you should leave Kenyon Martin in the lineup too. Play alongside Chandler.
I totally agree with you. As of right now, it looks like Woodson, you know, wants him to be a spark off the bench, you know, and keep Melo and put Melo back at the four, you know, which he's been putting him ever since, you know, the start of the season, and that's basically the main reason why he kept Amari in the bench, even though Amari was scoring when he was healthy.
Well, I mean, you could still have Kenyon Martin play at the three. I mean,
we could do that. You could do that too.
Yeah, you know, come on, leave him in the lineup.
I prefer to put him at the four and leave and put Melo back at the three. You know, but you know, as I think they both should be playing. Either way you put them, they should be both playing.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you gotta leave him in the lineup. Shit.
Hopefully, Woodson will keep him in there, and we could keep this winning streak going on. And yes, folks,
so.
After Miami lost, what day was that? Wednesday, I believe. Wednesday or Thursday to the Bulls, and of course the Nuggets lost. So the Nuggets' 16-game winning streak is over, and of course, the second longest winning streak in NBA history. The 27 games that the Miami Heat has had. You know, up until last week, that streak is over. So now the New York Knicks has the longest active winning streak at 7 games so far.
And they need to keep this up as long as possible.
And I hope this streak ends in August.
Yeah, I hope so too.
The NBA final should be in July. I mean, not July, June. So,
yeah.
As usual, so hopefully, you know.
I hope so, man.
Keep going, man.
Keep it up, yeah.
We get our first losing streak when they're playing golf after the parade.
I hope so, man.
Yeah, but they got to get past the Heat, man. Heat is the only team that really scares me in the East, really. I mean, Bulls is tough, too. Don't get me wrong. Pacers is decent, but, I mean, I don't know. I'm not scared of them. Unless if Reggie Miller comes out of retirement. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're a tough team. They're a physical team as well, but the only team that really scares me, basically, is the Heat and the Bulls.
Yeah, I agree with you. Those are the two main teams that I wouldn't want to play.
Yeah. I'll face the Heat, hopefully, in the Eastern Conference Final, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully get our revenge on them somehow, you know. I don't know, man. I don't know how we're going to do it, man. We're going to have to share the ball and, you know, play defense, man.
Hey, that's it. That's the only thing we can do.
Exactly. And hope they can get some costly turnovers, man. That's basically the only way we could beat these guys.
Yeah. Well, we've beaten them 2 out of 3 times already, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Them one more time.
Well, yeah. But then again, you know, postseason is another animal, man.
True.
Many times in history, in sports, especially in baseball, you dominate a team like the 88 Mets. They beat the Dodgers, like, what was it, like 10 out of 11, 11 of 12, or some ridiculous number. And then, you know, in the postseason, they lost in 7 games, so.
Yeah, but it was close, though.
Well, yeah, that's true, but, you know, they should have beat them. But, you know, that's baseball.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, it's got their number. And let's shift gears to the other team in town. The Brooklyn Nets. They went down to Utah. What's his name? Dan Williams, former stopping grounds. You know, they fell to the Jazz. I think it was 116-106.
Mm-hmm. They finished what? This was their last game of their road trip, I think, right?
What were you saying?
I think this was the last game of their road trip.
I believe so.
Because they lost to the Nuggets before. I think they finished, what, 5-3?
Probably right.
I'm not sure, but I think so.
So, as of right now, they're trailing the Knicks by 4 games. Hopefully, they can end the streak. Their streak can continue. They can lose. They can win this division outright.
Yeah, the Knicks are going to win this division, so I don't see the Nets catching up any. There's only about,
like,
what, 10?
11 games or so?
11, 10 games left, so they're not catching the Knicks, sorry.
Well, hopefully not.
Too late.
Yep. And lastly, let's preview this WrestleMania.
Yep.
Next week, 1 week from today, WrestleMania will be here. And let's see, let's preview some of this stuff. What's your thoughts, Triple H versus Lesnar?
I think that's going to be a great match. I think I think it can go either way. It can go Triple H, or you can have Brock Lesnar win. But I'm leaning more towards Triple H winning.
Yeah, me too. I think the career on the line thing is supposed to be a smoke screen to make us think, oh no, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels both lost when their career was on the line.
Yeah.
I think Triple H will win to even up the series between him and Lesnar. So Triple H will come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about another major feud. Undertaker versus Punk.
That's another big match I'm looking forward to. I think this is a match I can go either way also. You know, Undertaker could keep the streak alive or CM Punk could end it.
Yeah, I could see it going either way too, but you know what? I think the streak's going to continue so they could set up a possible Undertaker versus Cena next year, and Cena will end the streak.
I don't know. I think I'm leaning more towards CM Punk ending the streak.
Yeah, I could see it happening though, but yeah, I think they're gonna hold on to it one more time.
Okay.
Unless a behind the scene Undertaker basically, you know, set up that this would be in fact his last match, because you know these last couple of years he's been injury prone. I mean, he's literally, his last match was WrestleMania. So
right.
You know, so I would assume, you know, this could be the end for Undertaker.
Right.
And let's talk about the World Heavyweight title. Jack Swagger versus Alberto Del Rio. I think Alberto Del Rio will defend it, you know, but I think Ziggler will cash it in after, I'll pick Ziggler to win the belt. The tag belts. So he'll be the tag team champions and the world heavyweight champion after he cashes in at WrestleMania. And Team Hell No will lose the tag titles.
I could see that happening. I could see Ziggler and Biggie Langston winning and then Ziggler cashing in the title. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yep. And lastly, the big event. Rock versus Cena, once in a lifetime again.
Yeah. I have my this match can go either way also, you know. Yeah. But I'm leaning more. I mean, I could see Rock winning and then Cena turning heel, or I could see Cena winning and then still turning heel maybe even.
Yeah. I mean, perfect scenario. I'd love to see Rock retain it. I mean, since he's had three opportunities to walk out as champion, and all three times he's lost. The first time he lost to Austin, WrestleMania 15. You know, he had the odds in his favor since he was in the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Then WrestleMania 16, Triple H had Vince betray Rock and cost him the title. And then the year right after that, WrestleMania 17, Stone Cold got Vince, of all people, to betray The Rock yet again, two WrestleManias in a row,
mm-hmm.
and cost Rock the title. So hopefully the fourth time is the charm, and Rock walks out the champion and Cena turns heel. But I don't know, man. I strongly think Cena is going to win the title.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I would love to see Rock walk out as champion, I think Cena will beat him, even the series.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be a match to see. I mean, that's going to be the top match of the night. And, of course, it'll be the last match of the night. You know, so
yeah.
Hopefully it's not chaos when whatever happens at WrestleMania. Because if something goes up, it's fans start reacting.
Because I think if Undertaker loses, you know, people might riot. And if Cena wins, which everybody expects Cena to win, there might be a riot too.
Yeah,
but should be interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have any last thoughts?
It's gonna be a great event. I'm looking forward to it, and I'll do a recap also on my. I'll do a preview, I should say, on my show also next week. And
your show IMAC Saturday is at 11 p.m.
Yeah, check it out and check out this show as usual on 6 p.m. Sundays, but next Sunday you won't be able to do the show because you're going to be at WrestleMania, of course.
Right. So next week we won't be doing the show, and the week afterwards, in 2 weeks, we will be back and we'll give you everybody the whole WrestleMania recap. Didn't know how it went down.
Yep.
So, you know, I want to thank you, McCarty, for coming on. I want to thank everybody for listening.